The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga podcast. I'm Manu Feit. He is Stefan Bienkowski. This is the bonus show. We're doing the Player of the Season podcast, provided by our readers on the Substack. Some great names on it. But before we get to all of that, Stefan, how's it going? How's your Thursday evening treating you? Did you enjoy the relegation playoff game?
I did, yeah. It was really interesting. Not much fun for Bochum fans, obviously, but perhaps not a result that was entirely unexpected. I guess this can be the way that sometimes with these kind of games where you got one team in the ascendancy, one team who've been kind of fighting relegation and ultimately came undone. But yeah, it's going to take an almighty task for Bochum to turn that around, I think. But yeah, well done to Dusseldorf so far. And further continuing poor FC Köln's nightmarish season where Leverkusen win the league for the first time ever, Dusseldorf potentially take their place in the Bundesliga.
Yeah, no, I personally think that relegation playoff is done. Gilios was fantastic. If Dusseldorf go up, I think that's the easiest 5 million buy your clause that you ever can trigger. What an incredible player. He dragged them into the first division once they get it done. And I think that's more than deserved. And I guess we want people, especially Union Berlin, that better to avoid the relegation playoffs this year, right? Because Fortuna has been on a run for some time and never good. But this is not about the relegation playoffs. Once that's done and dusted, and the next week we'll find out who this is going to be, although I think we have a pretty good idea. We'll go and recap that. But yes, this is the Player of the Season voting. Lots of votes that we got. Some really interesting names on the list. I think, Stefan, the way we're going to do it is we're going to go briefly mention the players that have not made the top 10 and goes through that list. Do you want to take the honors on that one?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many of them. So basically, we asked our subscribers to vote for their players of the season. Everyone got 3 votes in terms of their first pick, their second pick, and their third pick. First pick got 10 points, second pick got 5, and third pick got 2. And, you know, it was a way of kind of breaking up the votes, but it was also a way of people being able to kind of make suggestions for other players. And we did get that. I guess what we can maybe do is before we get to the top 10, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, oh, another 10, I think, players who didn't make the top 10 and more or less got, like, you know, a handful of votes, which... We can just kind of list them off, can't we? There's Hummels, there's Bayer at Hoffenheim, Mittelstadt, Dimarovic, Jonathan Tah, Carazor, Simons, Furyk, Frimpong, and Barrero at Mainz. And, you know, in terms of voting, they all kind of got much for muchness. I guess I'll just throw this back at you, Manu, and I can jump in. Who in that list of 10 players stands out to you?
There's a couple. I mean, Maximilian Bayer is one, you know, rightfully so in the German national team. Jeremy Frimpong is another. And Chris Führich, I think, had an excellent season. And it looks like that's going to earn him a 30 million euro move to Bayern Munich, right? So has been rightfully compared with Arjen Robben. I think he's an excellent football player and looks like he has a big career ahead of him still. And yeah, it's probably going to play a really big role for Germany as well at the Euros. So, you know, obviously a player that I had high on my list as well. But yeah, those are the ones that stand out to me. How about you?
Yeah, much the same. I think Mats Hummels just kind of sneaking in there is probably for his Champions League performances, to be perfectly honest with you. Yeah, great to see Maximilian Bayer get a kind of nomination. Much like his probably introduction to the German national team, I think is probably more of a kind of ceremonial thing and he's not really going to feature much. Mittelstadt, equally impressive. Jonathan Tah, who's had a really, really good season. I know we're just kind of talking about this off the back of a really poor Europa League final, but he's improved leaps and bounds this season. He's proved to be a really important player. Xavi Simons is an interesting one. I think he's been outstanding this season. And I'm quite surprised at how few people actually voted for him. I guess you could argue that, you know, RB Leipzig aren't the most popular club in the world, but, you know, we do have a lot of Xavi Simons fans in the chat. But I guess it just goes to show how hard it is to get noticed in a team when they're underperforming. And I think, you know, there's a lot of clubs have kind of suffered for that. Bayern and Dortmund, for example, this list we're about to go through has very few of them on it, at least very few, far fewer than you would expect traditionally. If you were to kind of go from one season to the next and kind of picking your top 10 players of the year. So the fact is Xavi Simons actually made it on this list is probably a credit to him. Same with Mats Hummels, I suppose. And yeah, quite surprised Frimpong didn't make it into the top 10, but lots of Leverkusen players, lots of Stuttgart players as well, I should say. So, you know, Stuttgart fans shouldn't get too disheartened if Furyk and Mittelstadt didn't make it into the top 10.
Well, especially once we get to the top 10 and we go through those names, right? Shall we start with the top 10 then?
I think we should, yeah.
Okay, so coming in at number 10 is Kevin Müller, Heidenheim goalkeeper. Oh, Stefan, did you have that on your bingo card ahead of the season that Kevin Müller would be in the top 10 of the Bundesliga players voted by the fans?
I did not, but that just goes to show how well-educated and astute our subscribers are. You know, we're not talking about a bunch of bumbling idiots who just tune into the Bayern and Dortmund games every weekend. We're talking about seasoned, well-read German football fans, and that's just a perfect example of it. And look, it's a very fair point to make. You know, Heidenheim have been outstanding this season. One of the probably top teams in terms of overachieving, and obviously their attack gets a lot of credit and the manner in which they score goals gets a lot of credit, but there's no doubt that Kevin Müller has done well. And I actually looked up some stats just before we came on the show here, and one of the most startling ones I found was that if you look at the amount of XG that Heidenheim conceded from open play this season, so more or less how many chances they gave away in open play, so excluding set pieces, they actually had the fourth worst record in the league. So that's XG, so that's how many shots they're facing. But if you actually then kind of filter for their goals conceded, they had the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, joint 7th best defensive record in the league. So conceding a lot of shots, but not conceding a lot of goals. And there's a lot that goes into that, of course. You know, there's defenders, there's fullbacks, there's defense midfielders. But I do think, first and foremost, you know, Müller has been the man that's kind of got in the way of that. They've conceded only three teams this season conceded more shots than Heidenheim. So yeah, I think Müller performed miracles on a regular basis for them. And he deserves to be on this list.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think so too. I will always pull for goalkeepers. 6 clean sheets too, which is really good. I don't think that is something that a lot of people around the league expected either, right? That, you know, a high times goalkeeper would finish the season with 6 clean sheets. I do have to say, though, 55 conceded goals, I guess that's about the norm. It's also kind of impressive that, you know, you're a 33-year-old goalkeeper and you essentially play your full first Bundesliga season at that age, and this is what the season that you come up with is also really impressive. So good for him. You know, I think that is, as you said, it shows that people have really been paying attention. And yeah, I will always root for goalkeepers. I think it's fun when you see them on any of those lists. And if I am not mistaken, he is the only one on that list, if I can give that away. So good for him. Really good for him. All right, let's move on to the next one then, shall we? Coming in at number 9, this shouldn't surprise too many people though, eh? Jonas Hofmann. So the first name on the Leverkusen list. I guess maybe the only surprise here is that he's come ahead of Jeremy Frimpong. The one thing that I also didn't realize, and I guess he broke in at Dortmund just before, just after they won their last Bundesliga title, so that's he missed out on that particular the run under Jürgen Klopp. So this was his first Bundesliga title this year. At the age of 31, he's finally done it. So good for him. Finishes the season with 8 goals and 12 assists across 45 games across all competitions. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you recently wrote about him, Stefan. What do you think?
I did, yeah, quite conveniently, actually. I'm a huge Jonas Hofmann fan. I think I actually had him in my team of the season last year when we did it. No winger had more goal contributions than he did for Gladbach. I think he had 22, if I'm not mistaken. I've been really impressed with the way that he's gone, and I'm basically just kind of summarizing what my newsletter was about, but I've been just so impressed with the way he's gone from being the man that Gladbach relied on intensely for 3 seasons, and to put that into perspective, for the last 3 seasons at the club, he was more or less their top goal scorer or top assist. He basically provided more goals and assists than any other player in each of those 3 seasons. As Gladbach just obviously continue to get worse and worse for every passing season, and they're obviously now in the mess that they're in. So he went from being the one man in a one-man team to being this really impressive kind of understated cog in Xabi Alonso's machine. You know, he went from being this understated, you know, just very humble player who's happy to play between the lines, who's happy to kind of drift in the shadows and let guys like Florian Wirtz, Frimpong, Grimaldo, whoever else kind of steal the limelight. I think it was a huge mistake not playing him in the Europa League final. I thought Leverkusen missed him a lot. And I just feel like he's one of those players who's kind of like the glue that holds a team together, and you don't really notice him until he's gone. I'm really tempted to actually compare him to the kind of role that Thomas Müller has performed at Bayern for so many years, but I know that's obviously a huge comparison and maybe a little too complimentary. You know, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but maybe to a lesser extent, I feel like that's what he's kind of done for Leverkusen this season. And yeah, I think he deserves to be on that list.
Bosch tools are built for workers. Bosch's powerful hammer drill has kickback control to help tough work go more smoothly when you need it. Bosch tools, what hard workers deserve. Learn more at BoschTools.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.